The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Today is Thursday, August 27th. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name's Drew Doherty of Texans TV. We appreciate you listening. After practice, the offensive line, the whole offensive unit for that matter, remembers and has a bad, bad memory of what happened last year in Minnesota to their leader, Matt Shaw.
Absolutely. I'm still angry. You know, I watched it the other day. You know, that's something that never leaves you. I think when it's your job to protect someone, it's your job to make sure that they stay healthy and you don't get it done, whether it's your guy or not, that's a stain on your house. You know, that's something that you have to live with and carry, with. And I think all of us, we take that really important. You know, we take that something that's really personal to us. And like I said, he's doing everything he can for them to win, and, you know, expect us to do the same thing.
I think what I meant was, of course you're angry when your guy gets sacked. Were you angry with what he did and how he did it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's without a doubt. You know, like I said, I still watched it yesterday. I'm still angry about it. So that's something, like I said, it never leaves you. It's always, it'll always be a little part of you, and you gotta do everything you can to prevent that.
Chester said the cameras didn't catch him, but he got it back.
I hope so. I mean, he's on that side, so they don't flip sides, so I don't get a piece of him. But, they're going to go, and, we're not going to do anything malicious or dirty, but at the same time, we're going to go out there and we're going to play as hard as we can. And we're going to go after people. We're going to try to intimidate people. And we're going to try to make people back down. And that's not going to stop for 60 minutes.
They changed the rules a little bit to try to help the quarterback, but it still doesn't stop the flow of play. Based on what I can tell, it doesn't really give Matt any extra sense of protection.
And it never will. I mean, that's just the game. What are they going to do, throw a 15-yard penalty? In the grand scheme of things, what's a 15-yard penalty to an opposing team losing their quarterback for the game?
You'll
take that 15. If we could go every week and say, okay, we'll take 2 30-yard penalties to start the game, and they have to sit their quarterback out for the rest of the game, you take that every week. That's something that it's not really. So there's really no way to police that. Obviously, they're going to try to fine guys this year, but what's that going to do? Especially guys that make a lot of money like defensive ends do, or other guys. So it's something that's just part of the game, and that, like you said, we have to do our job better. And I take the responsibility on myself to do that.
Harbor, any thoughts, any feelings about what he did to your quarterback last year?
I know Jared. I know him personally. At the time, was I very upset and called it dirty and called him a scumbag? Absolutely. But, after talking with him, you go back and look at the film, it was dirty, but he wasn't trying to be malicious. And I've met him before. I've hung out with him. I mean, I've done red carpets with the guy. He's not that kind of guy that really would purposely try to hurt somebody. So,
he did not purposely.
It happens. I mean, it is football, and you got a lot of things going on when you're on the field. And he wasn't. That's what I'm saying. You can be some what I would call on the edge. And it definitely was on the edge, and it was because it was my guy. It was dirty. Had I been watching somebody else, it just would have been on the edge. It was because my guy got hurt. It was a problem. So, but no, he didn't. It wasn't like that. And I made sure I got his butt back later in the game.
I think I remember. How did you get him back?
Just playing football,
Just
playing football, Camera didn't catch it, so it was just playing football.
Will there be any getting back on Monday?
It'd be a good, hard-nosed football game. There's no ill will, no. If you wouldn't have brought it up, I wouldn't even be thinking about it.
So if the camera didn't catch it, what did you do?
I have no idea. The camera didn't catch it, so I just, I've completely forgot.
What about him?
Do you consciously think about him and what happened?
No, it's in the past. We got to face their whole defense, and they're a good group, and so we got to go out and play football and cut it loose, and that's in the past, and we're just moving forward. It's a new year.
Was it dirty?
We're just moving on.